It's time to talk about the beautiful game on the Bill Riley Show with the head coach of Rael Salt Lake, Mike Petke. Looking back on the last match and looking ahead with the boss of RSL. The Mike Petke interview is brought to you by Soccer Post, Utah's newest and most exciting soccer store, located at 10330 South Redwood Road in South Jordan. The only soccer store you'll ever need. Now here is Bill Riley and Mike Petke on Utah's number one sports talk and home of RSL Soccer, ESPN 700.
RSL home Saturday night, 6 o'clock start time against the Philadelphia Union, who are better as of late. And we catch up right now with the boss on the sideline, Mike Petke, who joins us here at the Bill Riley Show post-training today. How are you?
Good, Bill. How you doing, buddy?
You know, I'm doing okay. Doing all right. Glad to have you guys back home this week. So let's do a little quick recap, a quick autopsy on that Seattle game. Kind of a tale of two halves. Not a great first half for you guys, but a markedly better second half. And thanks to Nick Raimondo, you guys were in it till the very end.
Well, I might disagree with you a little bit there. The first half played out exactly how we wanted to, and that was one of the positives that we took away.
Okay.
We wanted to dumb it down a little bit, silence them as far as give them not much room to play. Yes, they had some shots on goals because we conceded possession. But as far as the discipline in the game plan for the first half approach to let the game go on and frustrate a little bit, knowing that we would open it up in the second half, that's one of the things that I'm proud of these guys for, is that they literally stuck exactly to what we wanted to do. It wasn't going to be pretty. We were going to give up possession and look to counter a little bit, and we had opportunities. But the second half, when we made our adjustments, they came out flying.
What was the thought process behind kind of playing that possum a little bit in the first half, you know, giving up possession, trying to frustrate them? Thought process behind that on the road?
Well, two reasons. First, I mean, we've obviously given up a heck of a lot of goals over the last four or five games. But mainly it's because, you know, a lot has been made that they've been in a slump. But, you know, all teams go through what they're going through, what we're going through. They have such powerful attacking players. And arguably one of their best attacking players is their left fullback, Jones. So for us, it was about, okay, they're going to be amped up because they need to get a win as well. Let's frustrate them a little bit, and let's commit to just getting everybody behind the ball and looking to counterattack. And we got everybody behind the ball. It took a deflection shot to beat Nick. And then coming into the second half then, it was like, all right, now let's switch it up a little bit and let's put them on their back heels. And we did that great.
Yeah, you created – the momentum seemed to really switch after Nick's PK save, and I don't know if that's where you felt it switched, but you made some changes certainly, and that helped. But it really felt like when Nick came up with that save to keep it 1-0, that the guys kind of built off that. Did you sense that too, or was it in a different place for you?
No, that was definitely a lot to do with it. I think it started a little bit earlier, but that definitely propelled us. For sure. I mean, that's what you count on a big-time goalie to do, is keep you in the game, and then people feed off of that. So definitely it really picked up after that save. And we could have, if we were just more clinical, a little bit more, we could have and should have had a goal for sure.
Mike Petke with us, presented by the Soccer Post, your soccer destination in South Jordan at 103rd South and Redwood Road. They've got everything you need, from equipment to wear to gear to wear, the whole thing at the Soccer Post. So your substitutions all seem to pay pretty good dividend for you. Obviously, Jefferson Savarino has been fantastic for you. Luke coming on was good, too. Who did you like in that second half in particular, Mike? I know you could single out one or two guys you thought stood out, but was there anybody in particular?
Well, I mean, a lot of them, you know, but if I wanted to really pinpoint, I think the relationship between Jefferson and Albert is really, you know, showing, is coming off of the last game against New York and into this game, is showing that they're two players that could definitely interact with each other in a very positive way. And then you also listen, Plata on the other side. Plata got into their box how many times, you know, 6, 7, 8 times. Obviously, he's frustrated because he wasn't able to put the ball in. But that line right there, those three, and then you have someone like Luke who came on and provided the depth for the attack. I could say those four players right there moving forward were very good. But then, listen, at the end of the day, in the back as well, I mean, Justin Schmidt and Reagan Dunk, we asked a lot out of those two young players playing in an environment like that, 40, 50,000 people, and I thought they handled themselves very well.
You mentioned Plata, and I wanted to ask you about him. I've watched him now for 5 seasons, and he doesn't look quite the same, and maybe it's coming off an injury and trying to get better. Maybe it's adjusting to a new system and playing under you. You mentioned no goals. He did create more chances, and now maybe that final thing is getting that ball to find the back of the net. But give me an idea from a coaching standpoint, and you've probably relied on some of your assistants who have been here, but where Plata is he in a good place right now for you and your staff?
He's in a very good place for me and my staff right now, whereas 3 weeks ago, you know, perhaps we couldn't say that. But his attitude's great. He's not getting too frustrated about scoring goals to let it affect him and the team. And we know his ability. You know, it's going to take a little bit of time to get up to speed with exactly how we want to play, not just him, with a lot of people. I like where Plata's at right now.
How would you say the overall fitness of your team is? Is it where it should be?
No, it's getting there.
Okay.
You know, when I came in especially, it was very obvious that, you know, the fitness wasn't completely there, and then it's very tough to get them in the kind of shape you want to during a season, you know, in the middle of a season. So
right.
It's just slowly creeping up and adding a little more workload throughout the week. I've become somebody who relies heavily on data during practice. We have live feeding from our GPS monitors, every player wears, during the session. So it's good to see how we could push them and have science behind it. So we're getting there.
How much of an analytics and science, I know you say you're becoming more of that, but are you a guy that's been, you know, have you always been on board with that?
No.
Or are you slowly but surely kind of getting there?
I haven't always been on board with it, and I'm still not 100% into it, but I definitely see some value in it, especially when you're working with people who understand it, you know, incredibly well, and you trust those people. You know, for me, soccer on the training field was always a feel type thing. You know, I wouldn't want to rely on a machine to tell me, okay, they're where they should be, so cut it off now. I don't entirely like that, but I am more and more as the weeks go on, seeing the value in it.
Do you have an analytics guy on your
yep.
staff? Who is it?
His name's Matt Howley. He is from Australia. And then we have Henry Ruggiero, who is the head of the running and fitness and lifting, strength and conditioning. That's what it is. So they work together in tandem, and I have a lot of faith in them.
Mike Petke with us for a few more minutes. How close to tabs are you keeping on your guys at the Under-20 World Cup? Are you watching every match? Are you staying with it? Are you on the phone or texting with them? How does that go when they're away with the national team?
No, not in the phone and text with them, because I want them to just completely be involved there and give all their devotion and time to there. But of course, I'm not watching it live, but I've watched the replay as much as I could with the stuff going on here. But you know, Brooks had a fantastic assist the other day, and you could argue he had a second one. And then Danny Acosta playing, left back, and then Bofo coming on. It's great to see these guys in there and contributing.
Obviously, the high level of play, too. RSL's had guys that have performed very well at these performances and come back and played very well for them, so you'll have them back at some point in time. This weekend, you got Philly coming in. The Union riding kind of, I think, a six-game unbeaten streak right now. So what do you make of the Union coming in this week, and what have you seen?
Well, I mean, listen, it's very typical of MLS, you know. Everybody goes through ruts. And they've come out of theirs, and they're much more organized right now since they've come out. Their attacking ability with their front four, and even Bedoya and Madanajalin joining in from behind, you know, they're a very powerful team. Their back four is disciplined. There are some things that we see we could exploit, but overall, they're a very disciplined team with the ability to punch you.
As you get your guys ready, we've kind of asked you for milestones and mileposts along the way. Results aren't there where you want them yet, but I think you said after the last home game, 0.3, they're at 0.3%. are they up near double digits yet?
No.
Is it sinking in?
No, this is on a scale to 10, first of all.
Oh, okay, on a scale to 10, gotcha.
If we get to double digits, we'll be hoisting the MLS Cup.
That's only a Spinal Tap where you can turn it from 10 to 11.
Exactly,
right?
Yep, the volume to 11. But listen, I've said it a couple times, this is the last time I'm going to say it. Yes, results haven't been where I wanted them completely, but then again, this team, the players got their first three wins since last August in the last 6 weeks, 7 weeks. You know, so there is, you could see that things are coming together at times, you know. But every day, I mean, this last game really, really boosted it up a little bit about how they listened and how they executed the game plan. And then, you know, in both halves. So I'm okay with where we're at right now. A couple more wins will make it even better.
Being home and having good weather and getting settled into a little bit of a more of a routine. And really and truly, Mike, I mean, you're not going to have a good feel till you have your whole group together, and that might be several more weeks still. You haven't had a full and healthy team yet, and you knock on wood, hopefully you'll have that sometime in June. But to be very honest, you don't know exactly what you've got yet, do you?
No, I mean, I'm just joking around with Tony Beltran today, who played 45 minutes in the Monarchs the other day and came out well, and he's back in full training. And I'm like, Tony, you know, I'm looking forward to working with you. It's strange to say that after I've been here for 7 weeks, you know. So it's interesting. I have not him. Guys like Justin Glad, who I've not seen yet because they've been injured, you know. So it's going to be great on so many levels when they come back. First, to boost us as a team. Second, is it can really create a lot of competition, a lot more than we have right now for positions.
How's Tony feeling? I saw him after the last home game. He said he was going to go, as you mentioned, the 45 with the Monarchs. Is he getting close?
Yeah, oh yeah, he went through that fine. He played well, he felt well, he ran well, and then today in training we went pretty intense, and he was in it the whole time. So, you know, it looks like Tony's close, if not just about there.
Fantastic. Well, we'll see you Saturday night, 6 o'clock against the Union. Thanks, Mike.
Excellent, Bill. Take care.
There you go. Mike Petke with us, presented by The Soccer Post here on The Bill Riley Show on ESPN 700.